By faith, we understand that the worlds were formed by the Word of God. Victor Oluwadamilare of the Ecclesia Embassy, the Church of the Called Out Ones, brings you the counsel of God in this teaching. Pay attention to these words. Your best days are here.
Lift up your two hands. The needful have been confirmed, affirmed, established today. We've shared the testimonies. We've given glory to God. In a short while, we'll thank Him intentionally in praise and our givings. Yes, we are thanked Him with our lips for all that He has done in the month of May 2019. This could only have been God, not any man, not your expertise, not your ability to make anything happen. This is the handwork of God, and we must not take it for granted. Amazing God, amazing God, you do mind-blowing things. Amazing God, you do mind-blowing things. Into the month of May is about ushering us out into the month of June. You are fallen Omega. We worship you. We worship you, our God. Hey, you are worthy to be praised. We give you all. We give you all glory.
Nothing else. Nothing else. No murmuring. No complaining. No discontentment. No argument. No suggestion otherwise. For all you've done on behalf of my family. I. That's why we give it to you, my God. Shabahase, Bahadianda, Shiva, every ecclesia and everywhere. Now, the next 1 minute, let your highest voice of thanksgiving be heard. Raise your voice right now and give him your highest voice of thanksgiving. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Up those two hands, everybody, everywhere. Just right now, I just opened my eyes. I saw one of our sons who was in school, and then father had spent over $700,000 on medical alone. And I was in that same school whereby I saw how some children died in the process of the same sickness. But he's here today. Lift up your two hands. Father, nothing. Jesus, absolutely nothing will be taken for granted here. Just hearing the testimonies of the missions assignment in the past for the past 2 weeks, 20 something years, much more years than us. You're not a partial God. But it's obvious that what we are seeing here is over bloated. Ecclesia is a pampered child. Overestimated, overassumed child. Look at these precious people, the line of testimonies. We screened many. I'm very sure some people will not be happy that they were not called. But these are the fingerprints of your mightiness in our midst. Thank you. This is all we've come to do today. Thank you. Everything about us has changed. We don't pray for things, but we hear things happening. We can't understand. We keep drawing more to you, loving you consistently, and we see things being settled. The testimonies we heard today asserts that this is real, Master. We pray that none of us will lose our spiritual fire. Thank you. We will still thank you. We will still praise you. Give the Lord your shout, your praise, your thanksgiving. Glory to God. Please remain seated. All right, with the time we have left, just try to beat, and then we're going to influence ultimately. It's my joy to welcome you into this service. The devoted life is what we've been looking at all through Sundays, Tuesday, the power of devotion, and Fridays, the devoted worship. To God be all the glory and all the praise. Today, just to leave you with something to go with, you remember we had started what the devoted life is all about the first Sunday, and then we went ahead and looked at the demands, the ingredient, what makes for a life of devotion in God. We saw the place of relationship, intention, fellowship. There were seven of them, so we are still on fellowship. And last Sunday, God gave us some dimensions of insight into what it's all about. Remember, fellowship with God, fellowship with one another, and fellowship with self. And we saw the dangers of avoiding fellowship. It becomes very critical and very crucial that you are aware of these things in ensuring that you become total, wanting nothing. in your growth with God. Because one thing that you must understand here, God is not building nephews. God is building spiritually matured sons unto glory, hills, men and women that can walk with God and have a life on earth filled with influence and impact. Today, I will show you what he said I should teach you, the four kinds of fellowship with God. Number one, it's called transactional fellowship. Transactional fellowship or relationship. Put it on the screen, please. Transactional fellowship or relationship. In this, what you're doing with God is that you're just looking for God because you want to get something from God. At the end of the day, it's all about what you want to have, what you must have. Lord, what do you have to give to me? So statements like I'm in church because this thing must happen, and then when we men of God or they men of God tax service, so you are in church because of the solution you're about to get. So it becomes transactional. And like one of that daughter of God who had just been gradually growing into ecclesia, she's the one that talked about the snake. Do you understand? Our devotion in time past had been, God, do it. God, make it happen. It's a transactional thing. So the reason I'm here is because you must make this thing happen. You know what I call it? ATM Christianity. Wait and get. You collect. Because you must always collect. Ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing else that could be called than paganism. Paganism. Remember, 2016, 33 million gods were worshipped in India alone. India alone. And all of them are always looking at God from a different dimension to get something from God. Remember the beginning of devoted life, we made us understand the difference between religion and relationship. Religion will always make you look for God. Relationship will always make you live a life with God. There are two different things. Religion will always place a demand about getting things from God. Relationship talks about you living your life for Him. There are two worlds apart. And Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is a relationship. The pulsating life of Christ at work in you, whereby you become a living being by the power of Christ in you. It's a relationship. Remember Ephesians chapter 1 verse 16, one of the rhema word towards the end of April. He said we have been accepted. The translation for translator said it's a relationship we have been brought into. It's a relationship. And it becomes very important that you understand, sir. If you are in a relationship with someone, you know you are in a relationship. So the first kind of fellowship or relationship with God is called transactional. And Jesus said, he said, for you, forget about this thing. Take no thought of what to eat. He said, for these things, I love that scripture because it was actually placed in parentheses. And I will show you one of these days, the mystery of parentheses in the Bible. Now, it was actually placed in parentheses, Matthew chapter 6 and verse 32. It was actually placed in parentheses, letting you understand that this thing is a full message of his own. It's a full message of his own. That is bracket in and out. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 32. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And say, Jesus now said, but, verse 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And I've told you the word righteousness is dikosunio. Talk about a relationship, an alignment. Are you with me, somebody? So don't be in church. Don't devote your time or your resources or your strength or anything to God. Be based on what God will do. And that's why I keep telling you, sir, any message or any gospel that keeps telling you about benefits is not ideal for you because you are not a baby. What if God stops doing anything? Will you keep coming to church? What if God just announced, hey, ladies and gentlemen all over the world, I'm not God again in terms of supplies. Will you still bow to Him and worship Him? That's the thought. So you can't base your relationship with God based on transactional, ladies and gentlemen. It's not a business. It's not a business deal you are into. Forget about it. If God is not doing anything, God will still be your God. Someone say amen to that. Do you understand? And they are, oh my God. Now let me go to number two. Number two is transient relationship. Transient, that's the spelling on the screen. Thank you, ICT. Transient relationship. This talks about you just want to be around. Because that is what is in vogue. That is what is happening. So you don't have a personal commitment. Transient relationship is especially for those that come on Sundays. Trust me. It's a transient one. Even the Sundays, you are not consistent. Because it's a transient one. So they won't say that we don't go to church. So let us be in church. So for you, it is a journey. You're always moving from one place to another. Like that brother, they said 10 churches. But sir, let me say this, sir. Make this your permanent. It's the best for you. Because when you get to heaven, nobody will be talking about how many churches you went to. Are you with me, somebody? It's the best for you. It's not advert for you. It's the truth for you. Because think about, sir, understand. Look at the context of his testimony. The context was this, that something got burned. If he didn't have the right word for the past 3 months, he would have been depressed. Then the next thing will be demons. Then the next thing will be that you are not following. That's why attack came on you. But in the midst of that, he saw God. He was still excited. Because he understood, oh my God, you know you are Father Bashika. You know what Paul said? Paul said, if our hope is on this earth alone, we are of all men most miserable. And you see, friends, I need to let you understand something. This is perilous time. When I was telling you, you didn't understand. See, suicide will be on the rampage, he told me. On the high, sky high. Even pastors are killing themselves now. Are you aware? Sky high. Sir, you want to hear the bad thing about it? It's not the devil. It's the wrong message we are hearing from the altar. Message of discontentment. Message of you must prosper. You must make it. You must. The proof that you are in this place is you are prospering. And then someone just brought a new car. Instead of it to be joyful, you are angry. You say, God, when will you do my own? You stop coming to church because you don't have money. You understand what I'm trying to say? Many funny things. Discontentment. Not satisfied in Jesus. So the word transit is like transit. You know when there's someone is on transit? That is, it's not staying. It's not staying, sir. It's just here and there. It's just going. Do you understand? Hey, that's another relationship with God. And then understand transient relationship, sir. Immediately, suddenly, you get what you are looking for. What happens? You stay away. The trouble comes again, you come back. No, sir. No, sir. That's not the deal. Now, the third one, maybe a Gilda will look at it in detail because there are seven steps to each one I'm telling you. Is that okay now? The third one, because he taught me. Now, the third one is called transmissional relationship. Thank you on the screen. It's on the screen. Transmissional relationship. To transmit is not talking about a connection, an intermediary. So this one is having a translator or an intermediary between you and God. Never make a man, sir. Never make a man your connector between you and God. Christ has already been. Do you understand? The Bible said he is our peace. He has made both one. He has broken the middle wall of partition. So you don't need to go through any man of God to get to God. You don't need to go through Hail Mary full of grace. The Lord is with thee. To get to God. You don't need to go through anything to get to God. You have a relationship with Christ. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 14. Ladies and gentlemen, the wall had been broken. You can come boldly to God. The best we do, sir, as servants of God, is to point you to God. We don't own your life. Sir, believe me, we don't own your life. We don't have what it takes to control your life. We don't have what it takes to determine how you live. And I told you last Sunday, sir. Sir, it's a dimension God has told me. If now, all I do now is to tell you what is to be from the word of God, from the altar. I won't have any personal counsel for any one of you again. Why? Because I've come to discover man will still do what he wants to do. Sir, you want to hear the truth, sir? No. I will tell you something. I had an experience with him on Wednesday. And then he said, stop! I said, stop. What's the issue? He said, stop. He said, hey. That's all I want you to do. Just keep speaking the word. The ones that will hear, will hear. The ones that will disobey. The ones that will stay. The ones that will go. And he said to me, he said, son, I had Judas.
I know all things and I know all men. But I didn't have the veto power to stop Judas from doing what he did. I knew Judas would do it, but I couldn't stop him. I said, why, sir? Why did you do that? He said, because I don't stop people. Hey, you have your life to live. Do anything you like. If I'm by now, get lost. Sir, do anything you like. Because understand, I will hold God. I hold God an account of everyone's life. I will stand before him. And I said, I preached the word. I didn't control their life. As I was speaking in tongues, after I said that, I was writing. He said, Luke 12:14. And I saw for the first time. It didn't, I've read it before, but it didn't occur to me. Luke 12:14. The Bible said, they came to Jesus. Say, Jesus, help us judge this matter. Let this thing. You know what Jesus said? He said unto him, man, who make me a judge or a divider over you? Jesus could not be judge over people's life. Say, no man of God has the right to judge anyone. Sir, believe me. If I can't tell you the truth and you don't accept the truth, I won't go personal again. Because I can count in my fingers. One on one. Some people say, be careful of this person. God told me to tell you. Watch over this. You still did it. Caution. You still did it. You see, sir, you see, I was talking to a good man. I told someone five things as a Christian was start, or before a Christian start, five things God said you should not do. The person still did it. Now, so what does that mean? It means, hey, everyone, sir, everyone, you have your life to live. You begin to make up your mind if you, I can't keep pampering you again. You begin to make up your mind because he didn't send me, sir. He didn't send me to pamper you. I'm not a nanny, I'm a coach. They are two different things. They are two worlds apart. So I must be intentional. I mean, if you can get it from the altar and get it from Christ, who is your mediator? Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 6 and 7. You can't get it from any other person. And I charge you to begin to live right. To begin to do things rightly. 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 5 to 7. Understand who Christ is in your life. And begin to live what is correct, what is right, what is proper. You know what the Bible said, ladies and gentlemen? Hear this. The Bible said, he gave the church the ministry gifts. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, teachers and pastors. For the edifying of the saints, for the work of the ministry. So that the saints can come to the fullness of the knowledge of the stature of Christ. Unto a perfect man. Ephesians chapter 4, from verse 11 thereof to verse 16. He says, so that ultimately the saint will walk to the point that is not tossed to and fro by the slain and the craftiness of men. So you can become mature, so rooted and grounded in God. So the assignment of a man of God is to show you who God is. It's to bring you to relationship with God. Not, do you understand, sir? I want to dare you to begin to take the word you hear from this place and make decisions for your life. Make decisions for your life. Not I need counseling. No, sir. No, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, are you aware that Jesus Christ never gave anybody counsel? He gave instructions. It came from somewhere in the church, in the days that has corrupted the church. We're going back to the ancient of times, when maturity must be made, when maturity must be established. I charge you, sir, all I owe you, sir, which I do every time, is to pray for you. Every day, the least time I pray for is 3 hours. That's what I owe you. I will not, I promise you again. I will not. If you truly are a follower and you are hearing God's word, I will not. Because I've seen enough. This 18 years in ministry, I can't be foolish. I've seen enough to understand. So you can continue to say, I choose the one I want to choose. I drop the other one. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? But you understand that the word of God here is full package. You begin to grow by it because it's maturity. Are you with me, somebody? Very key. Sir, you know what you do, sir? You come into church and then, Lord, there is a word for me today. Guess what, sir? It can be when the Levites are ministering. It can be when someone is shouting, is alive.
because an atmosphere of creation whereby anything can become yours. Did you get what I said, sir? Don't do a transmissional relationship with God. Don't do anything my pastor says, what I would do. It can't be right. What if what your pastor said is not what Christ wants you to do? It can't be right. Trust me, sir. It's for mature people. And that's what we are sent for. To raise mature people. It can't be right, sir. It can't be right. You know what? You know what, sir? When you have gotten into a crossroad and you don't even know the decision to make, Master, if truly you send this man to me, put my word in his mouth. And what a man of God does is to speak the word of God for the people. Because the Bible said every high priest is chosen by God to do the things of men on behalf of God. And you would be somebody. So it becomes very clear your relationship with God. And the fourth kind of relationship is called transformational relationship. And this is God's agenda. This is God's agenda. The more I know Him, the more I want to know Him. More of you. Do you understand? This is God's agenda. To live your life for Him. To behold Him more. To be more closer. To be more dearer in your love with Him. To be more stronger in your conviction. I love what that professor said. She said, intentional. That is the word. Intentional about what you're doing. Intentional about whom you have believed. Intentional about what God has said to you. Stop saying God told you and you are doing opposite. He doesn't speak well. He doesn't speak well. How can you say God told you? You say God told you, for instance, to be here and you're doing opposite what this place represents. It can't be God. Something must be wrong somewhere. You know, I begged all of you enough to tell many people to go. I'm intentional about it, sir. I'm getting to a point. I told God in the course of the weekend, I said, Lord, now I'm going to be telling people, start going. I've told two already. I'm going to tell more. Are you crazy? Yes, sir. Trust me, sir. You know why, sir? You know why, sir? The decadence in the church is getting too much. You know what Jesus said? He said, if you say you are the light and your light is filled with darkness, how great is that darkness? Matthew chapter 6 and verse 23. The church is to be the light of the world. But the things that we see in the church is worse than what the unbelievers do. I told you that statistic 4 weeks ago in America. They came to a debate that is religion. When people get people saved, they will be better people. You know what happened, sir? It was amazing. It was shameful and amazing. So 52 states in America, and then Dallas, and where? Tulsa. Yes. They did all, and what was the basis? The basis was get people saved. So what they discovered? The largest churches were in those two states. The number of born agains were in those two states. Ironically, the paradox. The highest crime, those two states. The highest immorality, those two states. The highest prostitution, those two states. Drug addiction, those two states. Evil vices of all kind, those two states. You know the conclusion? Religion does not work. How many people will be saved in any church today? But it's one thing to be saved. It's one thing to know the right word. And to begin to hear the right word. And therefore you and I to keep hearing the right word. And not, sir, believe me, sir, don't tell me the devil. It's a choice. I've told you last Sunday, and I love one of those posts in the course of the week. Choice is a choice. It's a choice. I'm intentional. You know, for a woman of that age and of that status academically to be saying that she's now intentional, it becomes very strong. It's intentional. For me to sleep with a woman is intentional. It's not the devil. For me to pretend and speak wrong and speak guile
and lie. I love what that engineer said. He said, hey, I can fabricate lies. But no, something had begun to happen to him. Sir, you begin to become intentional. Ask yourself, can I continue this old life? Where did he bring me to? Now God has brought me to a new journey. Will I keep holding these things? It's a transformational relationship. Just come as you are before God. Oh, Mahase Kete. The picture. Karadigo Sofrabaya. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. The Bible says, we are building as in a glass. No, we have looked at that scripture from a very interesting perspective. But it's far more than that. The glory of the Lord. We have been changed. That's the word. Building as in a glass is a Greek word that was only mentioned in the scripture once. And that is the word. Do you understand? That is the word. Do you understand? It's a group that was only mentioned in the scripture once, which talks about a point whereby you walk with God and your life is changing consistently. Because you are coming not to collect something, you are coming. Sir, do you understand, sir? You are coming so that his life can mirror on you, can reflect on you. You are not coming that it should change your story, it should change your wardrobe. You are coming so that everything about him becomes reflective. He said, we are being changed. So it's not even a prayer. We are being changed. It's present continuous. Marito sotia. Do you understand? From glory to glory. Even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, the devoted life is coming to a close. By Friday, the last service will come to a close. But the devoted life is not once and for all. It's eternally, sir. It's eternally. Begin a walk with God. Begin a life with God. Begin an experience with God. Let's look at some of the rhema words that I got in the course of the week. And then some of them I showed you already. Hosea chapter 6 verse 6. Message translation, sir. Hosea chapter 6 verse 6. Message translation. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Your life will not be wasted. That amen can be stronger than that. Oh, your life would never be wasted. Did you see that? Read everybody loud. I'm after love that what? Last. Not more religion. I want you to know God. Do you understand? So it's beyond coming for service. What of the life after today's service? Don't be a different person on Monday and thought to completely turn transformed by Tuesday. And by Friday, you are doing as if you are holier than anybody in worship. But meanwhile, you've used your mouth to say wrong things. You've acted wrongly. You've done opposite who you are from the word of God you are hearing here. It becomes strong, sir. I beg of you, sir. I beg of you. Don't let us add to the problem of Christ already. The church of Jesus Christ is in decadence and pain. We can't afford. Something happened in the course of the week. One of the guys around showed me a post. It was devastating. I said, no, I'm not going to read it. So painful. Young guy. I was talking about Benin. And I saw this guy. Then, I can grade him with Benin in terms of how good he is on the keyboard. But he found himself in a system whereby everything is about money, to the point that he hires private jets. Now they've got him. He has wasted millions. And I ask myself, this was a person that was working in that system, and his salary was 30,000-50,000, and he's changing wardrobe. Do you understand the problem? Because every time is always prosperity, fortune, turn around, breakthrough. Do you understand? And everybody is desperate. And you find many of them in that same system. They are taking their children to schools that the salary cannot afford. And you are in that system and you're not asking how are you making it. Something must be wrong. Because avarice had gripped men. He's stronger in church. And then he was wasting money. Now they've caught him. How do you feel? Could that be a joy to behold? He's on rampage on the social media now. But could that be a joy to behold? And they talked about another man of God
2 billion he carried. Now, could that be a joy to behold? And I asked, go and check his salary. And you saw him doing this, doing this, doing that. And I asked you, because the gospel that is being preached is wrong. People should know that it's a life in God. Have you forgotten scriptures? Godliness with contentment is great gain. No satisfaction in Jesus now. Everybody's competing. Everybody's competing. Oh, where did you get that dress? I was getting I like it. Are you sick? Why can't you say, oh, my God? I love the way you quote scriptures. How did you get it? I must work on it. Do you understand what people are looking for now? Some people are probably not in church today now because they are looking for something. Ladies and gentlemen, it's beyond that. When we get to heaven, nobody will ask you what you had, what you made. It's about your relationship with God. It's transformational. Hey, he said, hey, my little children, whom I have travailed to now, my desire is that Christ be formed in you. It's a process. Galatians chapter 4 verse 19. It's for everyone. It's not for they used to quote it for unbelievers or for people that just got saved. It's a lie. We are changed from glory to glory. Christ be formed is a process, is a formation, is a formation, is a formation. You can be a pastor and Christ is not formed in you. Do you hear what I said, somebody? You can be ordained, you can be in church for long, and Christ is not formed in you. Because it shows by what you do, it shows by what you say, it shows by the life you live. Rise to your feet, everybody.
Oh Lord, set my heart on fire for you. Oh Lord, set my life in order for you. For you, I want to know your heart. I want to know your ways. I want to know your heart. I want to know your ways.
Lift up your voice.
Oh, oh Lord. Hey. Oh, oh Lord. Set my heart on fire for you. For you. Oh Lord, oh Lord. Set my life in order.
Oh. Listen.
I want to see your face. I want to know your ways. I want to touch your grace. So I can live your days. I want to see you. I want to see you.
Everybody, lift up your two hands. I want to see your face.
I want to see your face.
Know your ways.
Touch your grace. Live your days. Yeah. This is all I seek for. I want to see you, Lord. One more time. I want to see your face. Your grace, so I can leave your days. Hey, I want to see you.
Place your two hands on your chest, God's people. Father, It does not worth anything. Coming to church and our life is not changing. We still talk the same way. We think the same way. We act the same way. We respond the same way. No, Lord. No, Lord. Change us inside out. We're the light of the world. We can't afford our light to be in darkness. Lord, our devoted life is not just for this month, it's a lifetime. Help us to walk more, follow you more, long for you more, pant for you more, hunger for you more. Let every struggles of the flesh die. Let our lives become an epitome of who Christ is. Let the world see Jesus in our lives. Let the world see heaven in our eyes. Let men know that we are indeed transformed by your word. I pray for these precious people. The Lord, their walk with you will not slow it down. Lord, set an hunger and a passion that makes them to continually draw to the closet to know more about you in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. Everything that Christ had established in you by the reason of relationship with him, just as we saw in that 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3, easy to read version, the anchor scripture of the month, I decree that in the name of Jesus, all of Christ's goodness and all of Christ's glory, because of a relationship and a devoted life with him, becomes reflective in you now. Something good will happen to you as you stay with him, as you grow in him. You will never regret. And everyone that longs for a new beginning in your heart, in your closet, as you get back to God, Father, help me, have mercy, direct me. I want to be a better person. I decree the Spirit of Christ will transform you. In Jesus' precious name. Lift up those hands and bless them. Father, thank you. We honor you. And we give you glory forevermore. In Jesus' name. Please, you may be seated, everyone.
Thank you for listening. You can get more of our materials on our website www.ecclesiachristianembassy.org. Be part of the worship experience at the Ecclesia Embassy, Abu Resettlement, Abuja. Be part of our growing online community with the handle at Ecclesia Embassy. For further inquiries, please call 0803-400-7767 or 0708-671-2410. You are free to pick the audio teachings free of charge and share with your friends. You're blessed.